Well, good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the social channels on Friday morning. The Packers' last day of practice coming up prior to Sunday's showdown with the Eagles. The Packers looking to go to 9-3. The Eagles looking to salvage a little bit of pride. Never really know any given Sunday, but this is a game the Packers should win. I think the hardest test the Packers will face is trying to get anything going on the ground against the Eagles' front. Outside of that, always good to see everybody. Hello to everybody in the comment section, especially Lenny talking about the Mandalorian. Damn right. Mandalorian was pretty dope this morning. Pogs, good morning, man. Haven't seen you in a while. Hope you're well. Dan, good morning. Steve from Columbia. What's up, Steve? How you doing? Gary, good morning. Robin, hello across the pond. Good to see you. No worries, would never spoil. Yes, no. No spoilers, not for 24 hours anyway. I've been around a long time. I've seen the good, bad, and ugly Packers, but they're my Packers. Go Pack. L. Butch, that is perfectly stated. Matt, hello. Mary Beth, good morning. Kids have been getting me up at 5:50 for a.m. like a month. Cheers from the West Coast. How is Reggie Begleton playing? What does the Austin signing mean for his future? Impossible to say. Don't really get to see Reggie at all. I don't think it means much of anything. I think Davon's going to be the returner right away. And that's about it for now anyway. Sandy, good morning. How are you? Morning from Idaho. Tony, good morning from New York City. Hope you're well. Could the 2007 Packers beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl that year? It's been a tough task. You know, the way the Giants did it was by rushing four and being able to dominate up front. Could the Packers do the same? Yeah, maybe. Joey, good morning. How are you, buddy? Think Rush will see the field. Steve, I'm fascinated to find out. I really want to see this mountain of a man next to Kenny Clark absorbing some of those double teams. That's what we want. Who's the number one tight end at this point? It's Tonyan. Like, not even close. Do I think anyone from Goody's staff will get looks for GM jobs? I doubt it. Most of them are still pretty unknown slash new, although most of them have been working for quite some time. I think it's a bit early for that. Is Savage going to play? Patrick, I believe so, but we will see. So many Packers birthdays. Yeah, we had Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers at the same time. Wentz is going to see more turf than the ground crew on Sunday. I don't know, Brandy. He does a good job of getting rid of the football, but hopefully. We'll see. They had like three near sacks in last year's game that Wentz just did a great job of getting out of. So much for Sternberger overtaking Tonyan. Next year he steps up. There's only so many balls to go around, and it's very clear that Tonyan is the number one. So, you know, doesn't mean there isn't a role for Sternberger, as Aaron Rodgers always talks about. Nothing wrong with having two tight ends. Open up the field, give you a lot of possibilities. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. I like Tavon Austin, but I think I'm more excited about Anthony Rush. Watching some of his stuff, he seems like he's got some wiggle for a mountain. That's a good way to put it. He has a good first step. I'll give him that, definitely. Deshaun Perry, thank you for the super chat. Packers pass rush seems to be gaining momentum. Well, I think it's kind of coupled with the emergence of Rashawn Gary. That has certainly helped. But yeah, they seem to be collapsing the pocket with some regularity, which is nice. Corey, thanks for the super chat. Nags, can you please compare our pass rush to Seattle's pass rush? I ask because they roughed up Wentz all game Monday. I think the addition of Carlos Dunlap has certainly helped, and they do a really good job of getting Jamal Adams involved, his getting healthy. I had an Instagram Live last night, and Will Blackman popped on for a good 20 minutes, half hour, and Will made a great point about, you know, Jamal Adams being healthy and making a big difference to their pass rush. But it's also part of, you know, it's also who you're playing. And Philadelphia has nothing but issues up front along the offensive line. That's probably the most robust Seattle's pass rush has looked all year. And I suspect the Packers will look the same. It's just a question of getting Wentz on the ground, which, like I said, they had issues with last year. Zach, thanks to the super chat. Are the Bucs and Arians wasting Brady's prime? I love it. Cameron, thanks for the super chat. You think Fletcher Cox plays on Sunday? I have no idea. I know he's dealing with a neck injury. Those are no joke. We'll see. I would definitely check out the injury report later today. How many fans are allowed in the fans on Sunday? Not many. I still think they're below 1,000. Or maybe right at 1,000. I'm not quite sure. Will the Packers put in any time preparing for Hurts? No doubt, Jonathan. I think they have to. You know, he could literally be put in at any moment. You saw the kind of the herky-jerky back and forth on Monday night. I don't suspect that they want to go to Hurts full time anytime soon, but whether ineffectiveness, injury, what have you, I think they would be prepared for him at this point because they've shown, you know, a willingness to play him. What is the biggest hole on team? Why are you shouting? Probably inside backer, same as it was during the offseason. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Good opportunity for Pettine to be aggressive with a struggling Wentz. Appreciate all you do. Justin, I doubt he will be, actually, and thank you. But I doubt he comes after him. I think he'll rush four. He'll try and get let his pass rushers do their work. Wentz is still athletic as hell, and if you get out of your lanes and you leave something open for him because you've rushed, say, somebody like a safety or a corner off the edge, he's going to exploit you. You don't want that. Justin, thanks for the super chat. Josh Jackson, not living up to expectations. What depends on whose expectations. I thought he's played damn well when he's seen the field this year. Now he's been dealing with an injury the last couple of weeks, but thankfully that's coincided with Kevin King coming back. But when he was pressed into service opposite Jair, I thought he held up pretty damn well. Now he hasn't played when King's been healthy because he has strictly been working outside on the perimeter. But hell, this is the one year that he is kind of somewhat living up to expectations. More so than years past. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. Arthur, will Tavon see time this week? As a returner, I do not doubt it. From, you know, scrimmage, I think it'll be intermittent, but we'll see. Will Banky get to go to Lambeau? We'll find out. What's my favorite Packers-Eagles memory from over the years? The opening play in the playoff game when they blitzed Michael Vick. And it was very kind of against the norm for that Packers defense. And they blitzed from his blind side and got him down. And it was like announcing your presence with authority. That's probably one of my favorites. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Sorry if you've already answered this. Patricia for Pettine's replacement. I don't think Pettine's getting replaced. I know nobody wants to hear that, but I think there's a really good chance that he's not going anywhere. Does Barnes see more time this week? We'll see how much he's even up. But you know, he's obviously practicing, so that bodes well. But we'll see. I just want to say that Austin has not received a kick in years. That makes me nervous. It's like riding a bike, Brandy. No, I understand. I mean, I get you, but I'd rather he is back there than the fair catch kings that have been throwing back there as of late. Negs, I'm still not over 4th and 26. 4th and 26 is fine. Just think of Tom Crabtree's 4th and 26 against the Bears, the fake field goal for a touchdown. That's 4th and 26 in my mind. I don't know what you're talking about with your 4th and 26. I've completely blocked it from my memory. Negs, did you see Goodell's interview at halftime of the Ravens Steelers game? I saw a snip of it. I didn't see the whole thing. Thoughts on how the league office has handled things so far? Look, I think it's really easy to cast stones and say, you know, oh, they're making this up as they go. But they kind of are because, you know, never had to go through a season during a pandemic before. It's clear they want to go and get all these games in, come hell or high water. Doesn't matter if they're throwing practice squad players out there. They want to get the games in. I think it's easy to nitpick how some teams seem to get breaks and some teams, other teams don't. I believe they're trying to follow the science and, you know, they're running up against the fact that, yeah, it's a commercial enterprise and they've got deliverables they have to get out as far as product, content, et cetera, for the broadcast partners. I mean, the whole reason that game was played on Wednesday at 3:40 in the afternoon is because of a television schedule, you know, because NBC had to have the tree lighting on. You know, there's only so much the broadcast partners can do to slot them in. More often than not, they're going to acquiesce to the NFL, but sometimes they're just going to have to put them where they can. And now that we've gotten past the majority, if not all, of the bye weeks, I think you're going to see a few more of those. I mean, it's going to get ugly. I think there's a real good chance they go for a week 18. I think there's a real good chance the Super Bowl gets pushed back a few weeks. all of that to say, like, look, is it perfect? Hell no. Is it frustrating? Hell yes. But I think given the circumstances, it's hard for me to like bitch about how the NFL is handling this, you know? Again, is it inconsistent at times? Sure. But it's the NFL, man. This is like the league that fines people for their socks, you know? Like, there's no logic here. If you're looking for logic, you've come to the wrong place with the NFL. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Wisdom tooth is swelling. Send help or savage. You forgot euchre season. Hey, Nags, I hope all is well with you. Just wondering, didn't the Packers put in a bid to have the draft in Green Bay within the next few years? Solar, yes, they did. They're still waiting on official word to have, I believe, 2024. They had put in originally for 2021 and 2022. I think it was pushed back to 2024, but it is, they are on the cusp. I know they are very close to getting that locked in. I think it's going to happen. We'll see. It's not official yet, though. Shout out to the O-line coach. Man deserves a raise. He does, man. And crazy, he was on availability yesterday. I think there were two people on a Zoom call. You know, Steno's the man. Dylan is still technically on the COVID-19 list. Correct. He is observing practice, though. It's the first time that's happened in a while. David, thanks for the super chat. Sterling Sharpe should be in the Hall of Fame. 1,000% correct. Yes, he should. Would I take the COVID vaccine? I'll take two. And before we get all crazy down a fucking road here, I have a child with autism. I've talked to anti-vaxxers. Y'all are crazy. Relax. Take the vaccine. That's all I got to say about that. NBA stopped testing for marijuana. NFL follows. Justin, yeah, I think it's only a matter of time in the sense that I think they already have. In the latest CBA, marijuana is like, yo, cool. Smoke up. Smoke if you got them. David, thanks for the super chat. Does Jim Leonard have a future as an NFL defensive coordinator? Would he be a fit for Green Bay? Down the road? Yeah, it's a possibility, I would say. Is he a fit for Green Bay right now? I don't think so. It's a big jump to go from Wisconsin to the Packers. Could it get made? Yeah, maybe. But again, I'm going to keep saying it. No one's going to want to hear it. I don't think Pettine's going anywhere. Do you think we have a chance against the Titans? I love how Mindy is like already done with the Eagles and like going on the Titans. Yeah, they got a chance. Come on. Come on, people. You can beat anybody. Drew, thanks for the super chat. With LaFleur saying he would talk to Pettine, do you think that he will adapt? I think he can be a good DC if he changes certain tendencies. I agree with some of that. I also agree that some of the guys on the field have to do the work. Maybe that means Mike has to simplify some things. Maybe there's too much going on. That's a balance you're always walking as a coordinator, no doubt about it. I think they're trending in the right direction, and that's all you can really ask. Now, are there some frustrating moments? No question about it. But comparatively to, say, the first month of the season to now, they're playing much better on defense. But they still need improvement, no doubt. Matthew, thanks for the super sticker. Very generous. Green Bay offense still seems to take the play clock down to one or zero, one third of the time. Any idea why? Yeah, because Rodgers is getting all the information he can and changing things up until the last second. It's just how Rodgers operates. It ain't LaFleur. It ain't McCarthy. It ain't Hackett. It ain't Tedford. It's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers likes it that way. That's how it gets done. Yeah, it's frustrating. I throw Pac-Man across the studio when it happens, no doubt about it. But that's how Aaron wants to operate. Two-time MVP in line for a third. Who might argue? How much is missed tackling really down to a defensive coordinator? Surely pro players can adapt their own game. You would think, Andy. I mean, that's the thing. A defensive coordinator can only do so much as far as putting guys in position to make plays, which I think Mike has done a lot of where guys have let him down because of throwing themselves at the ball carrier's feet rather than wrapping up. I think a lot of it comes down to, and I've said this a million times, drafting tacklers. Because once you get to the NFL, you don't have the time. You don't have the practice time. You know, you can't go, much less live, but just tackling drills in general. Sure, you can do the donuts and you can do work on your technique and your form. But damn it, if you're not a tackler already, like a sure tackler, when you arrive in the NFL, you're not learning to tackle in the league. That ain't happening. So I just think they haven't drafted great tacklers. I think Kamal Martin could be the start of a turnaround there if he can ever stay healthy and get on the field. Because they're worse is I don't want to hit got up. Sean, try that again and try put it in continuity of words that make sense in a sentence. And maybe I can answer that question. Chewy mug is awesome. Thanks. The tackling donuts are the cause of this. Maybe. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. Could you see Kamal Martin turn into a solid middle backer like Martinez, but with a little bit better speed than him? I mean, yeah, it's a possibility. I just hope he can stay healthy, man. He keeps getting nicked up. You know, that was one of the reasons he fell in the draft, is because teams were concerned about that knee. But yeah, I think he can be a player. I just hope these injuries don't rob him of his explosiveness, because that's what makes him exciting. What was the Frank Cignetti story you were going to tell in the offseason? I will tell it in the offseason. I'm not going to tell it in the season. That would probably start a fire. We don't need that right now. Packers to the big game. This is the way, Tony. I like where your head's at. Excited for some meaningful December football. Amen, Joey. Remember back in 2018 or 2017? That shit sucked. I'm happy for it. Happy to be back. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. How about Hackett? I got to think he'll start to get some consideration, possible head coaching kind of nugget, gnaws, what have you, probably in the next year or so. I doubt it happens this offseason, but if the Packers continue to roll on offense in the next year, I got to think there's a good chance that he starts to get a little shine to his name, no doubt about it. Big B would appreciate any prayers and well wishes today. He has a big test today to check for his health. Joey, shout out to Big B. We're all pulling for him, no doubt about it. Put Big B on the Jumbotron. Now you are talking. Big B is the GOAT. Any good stories about the press box? Any scuffles break out? Not while I was there. No, I mean, nothing. It's, you know, especially now. Like back in the day, like 10, 15 years ago, it was very different. But now it's all antiseptic and buttoned up. I will say the funniest moment in the press box was when the Packers lost to the Colts my first year on the beat to go to 4-6. Or no, I think at that point they were 4-5 because it was the week before they went to Tennessee. And we were getting up. The game had just ended, and we were getting up from our seats to go down to the locker room. And Tom Oates, it's totally quiet, and Tom Oates goes, you know, they were really good until you showed up. Now they suck. And it was like, thanks, Tom. That was fun. So the Seahawks are a 2-seed because of better conference record? Sure. I don't even pay attention, guys. I don't pay attention. Ask me in a couple weeks. Just pile up the W's. I just want W's. That's all I want. It doesn't matter. Are the playoffs next week? No? Okay, I don't care. Just keep piling up the W's. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. The DC should have same tendencies like his mentor. Ooh, what is this, like a Star Wars thing? Petten, and you know who his mentor was, right? It's Rex Ryan, the great Sith Lord. Nags, ask LaFleur how much he spends on his eyebrows. Never in a million years would I ask that. Stack the W's. This is the way. Exactly. Is Dom Capers back? No. Actually, he's still on staff, as far as I remember, on staff in Minnesota with the Vikings. Jeff, what's up? Rex Ryan is more like Jar Jar. Exactly. Robert, for the third time, no, Dom Capers is not back. The video is kind of drilling. The ref happened here in my hometown. Any advice for young ballers? The video of what? Are you surprised teams continue to defer when winning the coin flip with all the success the Packers have scoring on their opening drive? Not really, Stu. I understand, like, maybe you don't want the Packers to get up 7 right away or 3, as the case may be. But I think more often than not, especially modern coaches now, much prefer to have the chance to double up and get the ball to start the second half. I know anyone who plays Madden is in agreement with that philosophy. So, yeah, it's you definitely don't want the Packers to score, obviously. But I think people, coaches value a whole hell of a lot more the chance to, you know, score at the end of the half and then get the ball again and score again. That's the hope anyway. And, hey, can you blame them against the Packers defense? William, thanks for the super chat. Man, I was watching old prime Clay Matthews, and he was so fun to watch. You know, probably my favorite game of his early on is that, I think it was week 2 Buffalo game when he had 3 sacks. He was like a gladiator in that game, man. I think it was the second one where he came in off the edge and just decimated the QB and turned around and was like, Like, he had arrived. It was like his second game in the league. That shit was good. That shit was fun. Will they let Big Bob walk? No. They'll re-sign him. And probably at a fairly reasonable rate. I can't see Tonyan trying to break the bank. I think he's much more effective and useful in Green Bay than he would be anywhere else in the league. But maybe he's got aspirations of something bigger and or wants to break the bank. I tend to doubt it. I think he'll be back in Green Bay. What's the key to victory? Controlling the front on both sides. And that's any game, but especially on Sunday. Best defense to run in Madden. Whatever I'm not running, because God, I suck on defense. Big B's here. Jamal Williams is the GOAT. The GOAT. Big B, good luck today, buddy. Here you got a good big test. Good luck. We're pulling for you. Thoughts going out to you. I think that's a pretty damn good place to end it. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. Please hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. See you on Sunday for the watch party. Thanks a lot, everybody. Go Pack Go.